and they're right crisp when it's done. You press it, get all the grease out of them for your lard, and then eat those cracklings. They're good in cornbread too, and cracklings are.
What about something made out of the hog liver? By cooking and grinding up the liver.
Liverwurst.
How's that made?
I don't know how that's made. I've bought it, but I never did make that.
What about out of the blood?
Well, they make out of the blood, they make a gravy. Out of that, the Mexicans kill a young gauzita, a little goat, and drain that blood, and then they cook, make what they call cabrita, that's Mexican dish, and it's cabrita con sangre. That's goat cooked in blood, see, in the blood, and it sure is good.
You ever heard of scrapple or cripple or pawnhorn? And if someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
food.
Huh?
Food.
And food taken between regular meals, you call that...
snack.
And something on, kind of like a fruit pie that has several layers of fruit and dough in it. Did you ever hear of an apple cobbler or apple slump?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What?
Apple cobbler?
Uh-huh.
And peach cobblers?
What about a stack pie or family pie? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
And you make a sweet liquid, maybe take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg. Make a sweet liquid that you can pour over pie. Call that a
syrup.
Okay. And dinner was on the table, and the family was standing around waiting to begin. You tell them to go ahead, and they're standing up. You tell them to
sit down.
Okay. And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them, now you just go ahead and
help yourself.
So you say, so then he went ahead and what, himself?
Yeah, they would help themselves.
Huh?
They would take and help themselves and then pass it on to the next one.
And if you decide not to eat something, you'd say, no thank you, I don't
care for any.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been
leftovers.
Or it's been
warmed over.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew it.
And you say, he could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow it.
And peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself, you call those
vegetables.
And something else that's made is the grain that is grown in other parts of Texas is white. And people in China and Japan ate it a lot.
Rice.
Okay.
Rice field. They grow that up in Beaumont. Around Beaumont. That's rice field.
And whiskey that's made illegally out in the woods, we call that?
Bootleg.
Okay. Any other names for that?
No, I've always called it bootleg whiskey.
And you say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is
pure maple syrup.
Well, this is
genuine maple syrup.
And a sweet spread that you can put on toast in the morning.
Syrup.
Or jam.
Preserves.
Or maybe you have apple.